I don't buy into what is currently the interpretation of separation of church and state. It is a legal jargon that is quote unquote not in our Constitution. I thought that the rewording of it took that religiosity out of it to satisfy not only the West Virginia Constitution, but the desire to not enforce any sort of religion. But it allows for a child to do that or a staff member to do that should they choose to do so silently without anybody else necessarily knowing.